Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual big event Angus production sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Bloomberg reporting overnight that the Chinese buy more Brazilian soybeans, but otherwise nothing new in the continuing trade battles between the United States and China. Meanwhile, the immediate past president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Oklahoma producer Jimmy Music, told us earlier this week during the annual Oklahoma Wheat Review and the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Convention that this year-old battle with the Chinese getting old for farmers and ranchers.
We're really concerned about those trade issues, as you well know, that the president's got some challenges with China and Japan and other states. USMCA is coming along, and I think we'll see that sign at some point in time. It is the trade and embargo issues have just about wore the farmers out, and it's time to make a deal. You know, and we think he will. We're still slightly optimistic that we're going to see some really beneficial trade partners coming on.
There's a lot of worry out in farm country, but it still seems like farmers are, for the most part, willing to hang with the president on these trade battles.
Yeah, I think they are. They're getting wore out of this battle going on, and they're ready for something to happen. But overall, they understand you got to be a good negotiator to make a good deal, and I don't think anybody is a better negotiator than President Trump is, but we just need it to happen and quit talking about it.
Immediate past president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Jimmy Music, who, by the way, was named Mr. Wheat by the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association, their top annual award at this year's annual meeting. It continues to be a tale of the haves and the have-nots, at least when it comes to drought conditions. If you go east of Interstate 35, up into Kansas, as well as down across Oklahoma into Texas, you find very little drought issue right now. No abnormally dry, nothing droughty as well. We're in the white on the drought monitor maps, but west of that highway and in the western portions of Kansas, western portions of Oklahoma, a good bit of Texas, we're now at least abnormally dry. 65% of Texas now abnormally dry or into drought. Only 14% actually into drought at this point in Texas. Kansas, 24% abnormally dry or worse. Only 1% right now is actually in drought. And Oklahoma, we're at 47% abnormally dry or worse. 23% actually has reached into drought. And right at 7% now is into severe drought in the southwestern corner of the state of Oklahoma. Finally, USDA's Risk Management Agency announcing it'll be deferring accrual of interest for all spring 2019 crop year insurance premiums to help producers facing extreme weather this year. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Big Horn Classic live from Sheridan, Wyoming, the 19th to the 23rd of August. It'll be seen live on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction each day started at 9 a.m. Central Time. 208,000 head will be offered. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.